Historical Commission for about 12 years.
Well, you've been with it, and you have with the church too, your school trustee.
Yeah, I've served as local school trustee for 13 years, about 15 years on the church council. Eight years president of the county school board.
Is your wife a native of this county?
No.
Was she born out of the country or?
Yeah, she's born out of the country always.
What about her people, her ancestors or?
They are. Her people, where they came from? They came from Germany. Her grandpeople did. Her mother came over from Germany. She was a baby when she came over.
Yeah, but they got it. They were like, kind of like our people. They were
94 years old.
Huh? I said, her grandparents come from Germany.
Yeah, she was a baby when she came over, I think.
Oh, she was.
I think so.
Well.
Yeah, she was. She was born over in Germany.
As I was telling your brother, what I'm doing is primarily a study of Southern speech. Of course,
Do what?
It's primarily a study of Southern speech. Of course, the historical portion of it is pertinent too, because particularly in terms of settlement history and that type of thing.
You know, it's a study of speech, different names for different things.
Mm-hmm.
Expressions. That type of thing. We were talking about that sort of thing before we came over here to get filled in on the family background and on Goliad. For example, I'd ask him if he'd ever heard people in this area called the front porch by any other name, and he mentioned gallery.
Right. That's all we ever knew it by, as a gallery.
And
they call it German, it's practically the same word, gallery. Yeah. So I guess maybe that's the reason we call it gallery.
And I was curious to know if you had ever heard anybody call it a veranda. Is that word used in this area?
Not in the German settlement, no.
No, you haven't called it, no. Not
a veranda, you may over in your part of the world, probably.
Not here.
Over there in the old mansions and things like that. Because you wouldn't call it a gallery. The gallery is something you put pictures and things, you see, and for them.
Right.
But for here, for the German, there's something on the outside of the house where you could cool off.
Right.
They call it a veranda. There's niggers, there's slaves. Veranda, you know, you read it, you know, in many of these stories on the veranda.
Before we came over here, we were talking about various utensils and household chores and that sort of thing. Do you have any idea, say, way back when, if a person wanted to buy a good bit of flour, say, at one time, the container that would come in usually?
Barrels
is what they call it.
What about, did you have something smaller than a barrel, looked a bit like a barrel, but might have been used for packing nails in, or that type of thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got some of them.
What do you call those things?
Nail keg.
Keg. K-E-G. Nail keg.
Keg.
Are those still in use?
No, I don't think so. They're a novelty now and antique.
They're not anymore.
Deal. You can hardly ever see them. Oh, they sell them at these antique sales every now and then. You see some off the sale here not a year or so ago, and had a whole bunch of those darn things.
Just like he said that we call it, what we call kindling, they call light wood. We call it kindling.
Kindling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kindling. Nigger, we heard that from the niggers. Kindling.
I guess so. But we call it
our
kindling.
Niggers all call it kindling.
I guess so.
That.
I didn't know where it come from, but we call it kindling.
I know the niggers, you know, they always talk about kindling, you know, ain't